Random House Audio presents Miss Scarlet's School of Patternless Sewing by Kathy Cano Murillo. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert. Prologue. Driving along one of the busiest highways in the state, the cabbie slouched, relaxed as always. With one hand on the wheel, he glanced again in his rearview mirror. He couldn't take his eyes off them. Three exquisite young women in sparkling, jewel-toned evening gowns, each with a different flower, a lily, a rose, a daisy behind her ear. Brilliant hair colors of Raquel Brown, Liz Black, and Lucy Red. Beaming smiles of sisterhood. Even squished together in the back seat, the women's enthusiasm didn't waver. He had picked them up in front of the Mission Hotel around midnight, at the close of some fancy fashion event, the high-end, snooty kind that brought out all the socialites draped in furs and diamonds. The girls didn't notice his taxi's top light was off. One of them practically leaped in front of his car, waving, begging him to pull over. He couldn't resist. Their presence intrigued him. He wasn't one to eavesdrop on customer conversations, but their excited energy bubbled throughout the vehicle and reeled him in. They may have had similar features, but their personalities couldn't have been more diverse. "Three cheers for the lucky buttons! We did it!" cheered the redhead, shaking a small glass jar over her head. "I swear I thought we'd blown our cover, but we actually pulled it off! Did you see how everyone gawked when Reese ordered the champagne in our honor?" "You did it. Not that old jar of buttons, and certainly not us," remarked the girl with the wavy ebony tresses as she calmly adjusted the bodice of her teal dress. "You're the one with the creativity and vision. We just helped you fine-tune the patterns and stitching."